Welcome, everyone, to the Ontology Summit 2012 Ontology for Big Systems Telecon, the title today, Pre-Symposium Preparation and Communique Review, number two. Today is April 5th, and my name is Michael Gruninger, and together with Todd Schneider and Ali Hashemi, we'll be going over some of the work that needs to be done prior to next week's symposium face-to-face. So I will begin. I guess we don't really have a chair, central chair today. We'll be kind of handing off between Todd, Ali, and I. So if you move to slide number two, I will be presenting this on behalf of Ram Sriram, who is also online today. So Ram, if there's any other points, you can just chime in. So together, Ram and I are the co-chairs for the actual symposium, the face-to-face meeting that will be held April 12th and 13th at NIST. And so just the point for today, I just want to outline some of the points that will be kind of relevant to the symposium. I actually want to begin by just reviewing the schedule, so the agenda, sorry, for the symposium. So if you go to the prepared material portion of the meeting session, meeting page today, if you just click on S1 Symposium Agenda, I just want to briefly review the agenda for next week's symposium. So we will be beginning on Thursday morning. There will be a breakfast and setup around 8:30. And I believe, I don't know, is breakfast sponsored or not? We'll get to that afterwards, I guess.
It's sponsored. On the first morning it is.
Yeah, okay. So I'll put up that, I'll modify the agenda to put up that information. So Steve, maybe if you could just email me the official contact info and sponsorship info, and I'll make sure that that's on the agenda.
Okay.
The breakfast and setup, thanks. So
this is Corey. We're offered to sponsor the second day.
Oh, great. Okay, Corey says, so if you could also send me like official, kind of sponsorship names and everything like that, so I can put that on the agenda.
Sure.
That'd be great. Thank you. We'll begin at 9 o'clock with a welcome. And Ram, you haven't sent me yet the name of the person from NIST who will be doing the official welcome. So if you could email that to me, I'll put that onto the online agenda as well. So the primary purpose of the first day will be summary reports, of the morning actually, will be summary reports from the various tracks that's going to be summarizing the work that's been done in the virtual sessions since January. So we'll be going through, beginning with tracks 1 and 2, the Ontology for Big Systems and Systems Engineering, co-championed by Matthew West and Henson Graves. Move on to track 3, the Ontology and Big Data, which will be Ernie Lussier and Mary Brady. Track 4, large-scale domain applications with Steve Ray and Trish Wetzel. And then there are 2 cross-tracks also that have had sessions in the past few months. The first one, presented by Amanda Beisdom and Mike Bennett, will be Ontology Quality in Large-Scale Systems. And then after that, just before lunch, finishing up the morning, Corey Kasnev and Anatoly Levenchuk will be presenting the cross-track A2, Ontology for Federation and Integration of Systems. After the lunch break, lunch will be at NIST. After the lunch break, we'll have general discussion on the communique and other track resolutions. We will be using the famous Fabian rule to try to limit the temptation to wordsmith and keep focused on substance. We'll have discussion pretty well for the entire afternoon with a coffee break around 3:15. The objective is to finish all the discussion by 5:30, and hopefully that will give Todd and Ali some time to incorporate any last-minute suggestions, comments, and change requests. We'll then be – oh, I haven't put up the dinner details. I'll be putting that up afterwards as well. We'll be meeting for the summit dinner at 6:30, which will be at the Dogfish Head Ale House right across the road from NIST. The next morning, day two, what we'll be doing in the morning, we'll be having a kind of a variety of things. We'll be beginning the day with a panel, ontology for big systems, promises, and challenges. And we have three confirmed panelists and one additional one. Lynn Couchard from Oak Ridge National Lab, Paul Hoffman from Safran Technology, Olivier Bodenreiter from National Institute of Health, and finally George Strawn from NITRD. I haven't heard the confirmation yet from George. Let's see. So then I'll just kind of go through the schedule and come back with some other comments and requests. After that, we'll have a break, and at 11 a.m. we'll have a demo session. And so far, up for the demo sessions, we have who have confirmed. We have Dennis Wisnowski, Gary Berg-Cross, Christoph Lange, Fabian Neuhaus, and Amanda Beisdom. We may be able to squeeze one more in, but that's so far who we have confirmed right now. And that'll be about a 45-minute session, after which we will have Wendy Wiegen from NITRD, the Big Data Challenge. We'll give a short presentation on that. We'll have kind of just then some general discussion on all of this, the panel, the communique, the demos, directives, impact, all that kind of thing, just general wrap-up discussion, and then break for lunch. And then after lunch, we'll have the presentation of the communique and the affirmation of the communique by the community, by the people, by the all the attendees, and we'll be aiming to adjourn at 4:30. Are there any questions about the agenda itself? Any last-minute requests, comments that we can make? I'm on my laptop here, so I can't read this chat at the same time.
No one has their hands up.
Okay. Okay, so then I'm just going to move back then to the slides. What slide are we on now here? slide three. So again, the purpose of today is not really necessarily to have discussions of, it's definitely not to have discussions of these, but more to get some last minute details, particularly with logistics. Unfortunately, I don't see any of the panelists online. Oh, Lynn is on there.
Michael, can you hear me? Ram here.
Okay, Ram, yeah.
Yeah, Charles Romain is the person who will be welcoming us. He's the director of ITL. I sent you on the chat, but anyway, I'll send an email also. I'm sorry. It's my apologies for not having sent this earlier.
Okay, no, that's good. I just need that info, just to put it into the schedule. Thank you.
Yeah.
Nicola, you have your hand up.
Yes. Well, just to mention the fact that in the past I expressed some little concern for the space given to the reports, the summary reports from the various tracks, since I understand, however, that it is very difficult to do anything different from the present proposal. But my concern was that I had the feeling that the track one and two might deserve a little bit more time, just because, you know, they were the result of merging two different things. And so on. But honestly, I don't have an alternative proposal. Like, this is just a little concern I have. That's it.
We could add another 15 minutes, because right now we have 1 hour and 15 minute lunch from 12:30 to 1:45. And as Ram has pointed out, since lunch is right across the hall, we could do lunch in 1 hour, which is what we're doing on day two. So we could make lunch to be 1 hour and add another 15 minutes that way. Would that be okay to everyone?
Maybe Hanson or Matthew should say. This is up to them ultimately. I would say yes. I would say 15 extra minutes could be useful. I don't think this is unfair with respect to our tracks, just because we know the story. This was a merge of two different, although related things. So I guess it is good.
Okay. Peter?
Hanson is on the line.
I'll just go Peter's next, then Hanson.
Yeah, my point is different. So take Hanson first. I guess
Hanson.
He's still talking about the track time.
Okay, Hanson, go ahead.
Well, I have a question, and the question is are the typically questions entertained in this?
Yes. Traditionally, the track champions kind of present a summary, and we allocate some time for discussion. Let's see, I'm trying to remember. Is it probably about 10 minutes, like a 20-minute summary presentation and 10-minute discussions when it's a half-hour session.
Oh, okay. So if it is, in that sense, interactive, then I think we could probably spend a bit more time.
Okay.
But I'll leave this to you guys on that.
Let me point out that there is another chunk of time for general discussion, correct?
That's true.
And in which case, Hanson and any other track chairs, if you come across questions that you feel require further discussion, you could just delay them until that period and bring them up there in the order to meet the time constraints.
Sure.
Right. But I think Nicola's point was that the actual summary of track one and two, because it is a combined track, may require some more time for the presentation. Might not be able to present all that material just in 20 minutes. Right. So if it were a 30-minute presentation for track one and two together, then like a 15-minute then discussion after that.
Okay. But I'm easy.
Okay. Now, that would put our break time from 10:45 to 11:15. Will that be a problem logistically? Does coffee – when do they stop making coffee in the cafeteria? Like, is there a gap between –
Well, I'll have coffee in the room anyway because of the morning coffee and donuts and things.
Okay. Okay, so if it's okay with everyone, then what we'll do is we'll have the break from 10:45 to 11:15.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Peter, then, you have a question?
Yes. I guess nobody has been prompted to submit slides or other material for the symposium yet, but that doesn't mean I don't need them soon enough. Actually, I do need them earlier than usual. Usually when we have our Thursday sessions, my preferred cutoff date is Tuesday, but since I will be traveling and I have no control over my internet access, I would prefer all people who have a presentation to send me the slides by end of day Monday, if at all possible. And if you need a bit more time, at least send me a note saying that you're on top of it and give me a ETA of when I can expect it. when I have one deck of slides to deal with, I mean, that's easy. But when I have like 15 decks of slides and other materials to deal with, I go crazy. So please help me by sending your stuff, your slides in particular to me, by end of day Monday, or at least a note to indicate that you will be sending it a different time and tell me what time it would be. That's number one. Number two is, on our virtual sessions, I guess everyone is quite used to calling out the slide numbers. But this, people easily forget when it's in this face-to-face setting. So I wanted to remind the presenters, and I hope the chairs will remind them again when we are at the face-to-face, that actually the session is also supports remote participation, which means we still need the presenters to prompt on slide advance and also to call out the slide numbers again and again. I mean, we have hundreds and thousands of times more asynchronous audience, meaning people who later go through the material through the recordings and the archived slides and so on. And the only way they can get synced up is if you call out the slide advance and call out the slide numbers. So please remember. That's it.
Okay. Thanks, Peter. Okay, so if there aren't any other questions on the schedule, the agenda as a whole, I just want to move on to, I just made two slides up just to kind of help me actually focus the discussion with respect to the symposium. So if we go to slide, it's the third, slide three in the slide deck, but because we kind of pasted slides together, it's actually numbered slide two. It's the ontology for big systems, promises and challenges with the panelists. Now, Ram and I had wanted to have this to be a real panel in the sense of having the panelists being guided by questions as opposed to giving little mini presentations. And we've been kind of scratching our heads over what exactly, you know, would be the best panel questions. And I have a proposal here, which I just want to get people's opinion on. If this is totally off base, and we'll start again. Last week or a few days ago, Ali presented a list of nine questions related to quotes. I think the title of the email was quotes for the ontology summit. And he had a list of kind of nine questions there. You know, why are ontologies important to the success of your project? Can you share any specific success metrics? Et cetera, if people remember those. And my question would be, would we be able to use these for the panelists? Or kind of a, you know, a modified version of these perhaps, but kind of use these as the basis for the set of questions to address the panelists. What do people think of that?
Sure. Assuming they can actually answer them. That is, if the particular project or programs to which the questions are relevant, the speaker can address.
Yeah, I might modify, you know, again, kind of modify slightly. You know, so say maybe how does your project fit into the big data picture? Maybe, you know, how does your work, the work that you're doing, the projects that you are involved in, you know, that sort of thing, make, you know, not just project specific, but more kind of the panelist expertise and that. Okay, so. So do people feel that that would be acceptable?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, great. So I will, Ram and I will then take these questions and kind of slightly reword them to make it a little more panel oriented. But I thought these would be a great set of questions for the panel as a whole. Okay, great.
Good.
Okay. Little laptop here. Okay, so if we move then to the next slide, slide four. Again, it's number three on the bottom. Again, these are the people who have confirmed presentations of demos. Now, I still need titles and abstracts from these people. And so let's see how many people are on today. Are any of the demo people on right now? Amanda? Let's see. Well, I'll just send out another reminder then, if not everyone's here. But I would really like to have a title and abstract for the demo so that I can include that on the agenda page. I think what will, and also Christoph Lange, who is representing the group at Bremen, I think what we'll be doing will be a YouTube video demo of that, as opposed to a live demo.
But presumably you could sort of help and
I'll be staging that.
Explain on the side.
Yeah, I'll be staging it, but we'll primarily use the YouTube video for the substance of the demo. Okay, are there any other questions then about the demo session? Actually, I just briefly saw a note from Deborah to Peter. So Deborah, were you thinking of doing participating in that demo session as well, or did I misunderstand the email?
I think that's to do with the posters on the wall, not a demo.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that resolved yet.
Oh, I thought it was Deborah.
She just put on the chat. She was saying, must be a different Deborah. Is it the posters? But I think, she's just planning a poster.
Okay. So that's why I misunderstood. Okay. Okay, great. Just to clear that up. Okay. Ram, did you have any other comments?
Michael, this is Ram here.
Yeah.
I know. I have no comments. I think you did a great job.
Okay.
So I think we are all set. And I'm going to answer Deborah's question about posters in a couple of hours.
Okay. Excellent. Okay, so I think everything else is set.
We have about, Steve, do you have the latest list of attendees? I think we have about 40 and odd right now.
That's right. 40 attendees. That was as of a few days ago, so I'm not sure if there's a ramp
it's
up.
It's the same as the last time, I think, we had a similar number. So.
Yeah, I can't recall how many we had last time.
Totally we had about 70 or 80 in the end, but not all of them turned up. They just registered, but they didn't land up. So.
Yeah, I think it was a little more.
70, about 60 or so, I think, was the number totally.
Yeah, as of a couple of days ago, it's around 40. The names of the registrants are actually on the registration wiki page. We only have a few remote participants registered yet, but that usually will come later. But those who have registered with NIST are mostly already on the registration page. If you want to see if your friends are coming, take a look there.
Right.
Okay, great. So I'll be making these last minute edits to the symposium agenda page. And I guess at this point, I will hand it off to Ali and Todd to do the communique review.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. Ali, did you want to start off or shall I?
Why don't you go ahead first?
Okay,
I can go if you want. I don't mind.
No, that's okay. I have to leave at 2:00, and then you can take over.
Sure.
Hopefully, we stay that long. So, if you go on to the next slide after the one you were just on, and I don't know, is that 4, Michael, or 5?
It says 2 now. The numbering starts all over. Sorry about messing up the numbering.
That's okay. Oh, okay. We're on that one. So for today. Hopefully, the slide you're looking at says for today. We want to go over the current communique draft and then look at any change requests that are up there and then go over some final steps. So if you go on to the next slide, which should show 3, Ali was able to put up the current revision, the current draft on Google Docs, and also miraculously he was able to update the wiki page. So right now those are both in sync. Though in the next coming days they may become out of sync because Google Docs is the primary source that we're using, mostly because it has the ability for people to put comments and or more or better yet, change requests on it. So you can look at that. The URL for that is listed there if you don't already have it. And just keep in mind, if you go to the wiki page, it may be out of sync after this afternoon, for instance. But we will get it in sync by the time the symposium starts. So on to, well, actually, you know, I guess let's go on to the next slide, which is number 4. Currently, and Ali, correct me if I'm wrong, there are only a couple of change requests that were not initiated by either Ali or myself, and mostly Ali. So, yes?
Yeah, that's pretty much accurate. I mean, Amanda and Steve is...
We can't hear you, Todd.
Peter?
Yes, I can hear you now. Sorry.
Oh, did I disconnect myself?
Maybe you did. For the past maybe minute, we weren't hearing anything. So repeat.
Oh.
Repeat after you ask Ellie the question.
Oh, yes. The question had to do with the change requests that are put in, that are currently put in. If Ali had anything to say about them, I thought he was telling us something, and I lost it.
Confirming what you were saying.
Okay. Ali, you were muted. Could you repeat yourself?
Oh, yeah. I was muted as well. Okay.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
All right. Yeah, I was just agreeing with Todd. There have been a few requests. I saw a few more coming in this morning, and I've incorporated some of them. But, we would very much appreciate more comments.
Okay. I haven't looked at it recently, so I didn't know. So thank you, Ali. So again, our preferred mechanism for having changes made is that you put in a change request, which is effectively a comment and or a problem that you've identified, and the solution, which we'd really like. However, bowing to pressure, I'll say that we'll also accept just general comments if you feel that something is wrong, it needs to be fixed, and either you don't have a good solution at hand or you don't have time to generate one. And you should bear in mind that there are going to be continuous changes made to the Google Docs version. So you may want to come back every, 6 hours or more or sooner and check the document to see if your comment or change request has been adjudicated appropriately. Oh, and yes, I'm looking at my slides here. Remember what I needed to say. I think Ali has done a really good job of sort of going through all of the material that's been presented and ferreting out the recommendations, bearing in mind that many of the things that we have listed as recommendations may not have been explicitly stated as such. So what we need everyone to do is go through and, of course, review the entire communique document. It is a bit long. Of course, it was a big subject that we took on. So that necessitates a longer description. But in any case, again, if you have a good solution to shorten it, we're more than happy to listen and take it under advisement and do something with it. But more importantly, if you look at the recommendations, there may be some that we've just been overlooked because there's a huge amount of material there. And as I said, a lot of the recommendations came across verbally. They were not necessarily in the slides themselves, though, of course, the slides and presentation material did have specific recommendations in. And, of course, there are some recommendations that came across in the various dialogues going across the forum. And, of course, John Soa's come to mind. So the recommendation sections, if you like, needs extra scrutiny. And the sooner that you could do that, it would be better for all and better for Ali and myself. Steve, I see your hand is up. Steve? We're not hearing you, Steve, or at least I'm not.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sorry about that. It looks like it remuted me again. Anyway, I had a procedural question. For example, you had a comment down toward the end of the Google Doc. Do you want comments on comments to be sort of just additional people writing in there?
Well, if you feel that the comment... If the comment that you want to comment against, you think it's sufficient, that warrants such an additional comment, then yes. However, we don't want the Google Docs comments section to become a variant of the forum discussions.
Right. Okay. And I do have a react. You had put in, Yeah, Ali, put in an alternative to the text above in terms of the recommendation sections you were just talking about. And you were floating the idea of should we do a bullet list versus text. I would encourage us either to do a bullet list or at least put a heading on each section of the text in bold or something, because most people, I think, aren't going to want to read the full text. If they're just going to see the recommendations, they need to jump out at us.
Hi, Steve. Okay, I think there are headings. The recommendations have been cut up into more specific, targeted ones. But do you want something even more than that?
I was suggesting, the recommendation itself as a short phrase.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, Steve. So sort of a summary, just a little bulletized list, the real comic book version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you could space them out if you wanted to have the paragraphs of text, but each one, rather than just being a topic like interdisciplinary exchange or what makes a quality ontology, actually try and paraphrase the recommendation into a, shorter than one line, bolded thing.
Yeah, I was thinking about how we could do that in terms of formatting everything so that the recommendation would stand out very easily from the explanatory contextual material around it.
Yeah.
But one of the other, I'm sorry, is that Ali?
Yeah, just one of the issues I had with this section is that a lot of what we had, what was given, aren't exactly recommendations, or if they are, they're very contextual. But a lot of it are observations about what worked and didn't, and that is also quite contextual. So it's a bit difficult to get the exact intent across in a bullet point. Although I do appreciate that it's a much more effective way of getting like the most salient or germane bits across.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a bit of a tweak there just due to the fact that I don't know how global all of them would be in a one line.
Fair enough.
But Steve, your point is taken, and we may just summarize the major recommendations or the ones that can sort of stand alone as mm-hmm. just assertions as a summary list at the end. Or we could put it at the beginning if people want to ignore everything else. Unless we come up with a better solution or someone else has a better solution for this.
Yeah, I guess a general observation, we do want to make this as readable as possible for some people, much as we'd like it otherwise, or maybe just going to read like the first page or something.
Well, recall that we also have to convert this into something that's going to be accepted for a journal, and necessarily it's going to have to be shortened.
Yeah.
But of course, then we also have the time to go through and do the shortening. And it does take a little while to keep editing things down to what you really want to say.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, this version is going to be a little more verbose than we might like, but I don't think we want to miss any of the important aspects. And since there's so many relations going on between all the various parts, we just don't have to go with some bloat at this point.
All right. Hey, you guys are doing a great job, I think.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see. Where are we on the slides? We have to go on to the next one. I don't think there's more to say about the communique at this point unless people have some rather large issues you'd like to raise at this point. And if so, please raise your hand and we'll try and address them. If not, we'll go on to the next slide. Just reminding everyone that we sort of broken down a bit, and we will accept just general comments without solutions. But in the future, I think it would be better for the summit to just deal with what we've listed as change requests, where you identify some issue or problem and you provide a solution, a proposed solution anyway. Of course, it requires then more work on the person with generating the comment or issue, but overall, it makes the whole process much quicker and more effective, I believe. So if we go on to the next slide, which is labeled 5, so the final actions, we're going to be revising the communique based on any change requests and comments that come in between now and when we close the comment period. And as I mentioned earlier, the communique will probably keep changing in somewhat of a continuous fashion depending on how much time Ali and I have between now and the 12th. Now, we're going to provide another draft of this by Sunday night, as I say here on the slides. And then we're going to leave that version on Google Docs and on the wiki page sort of static, at least up until Tuesday night, when we're not going to accept any more comments. And then we're going to try and finalize what will become the communique and post it on Google Docs and the wiki page by no later, as I said here, than sunrise on 12 April, i.e. the beginning of the symposium. And that's all I can think of right now. Ali, is there anything else you'd like to add or something I've missed?
No, that covers it.
Okay. So if there are no other outstanding issues that anyone wants to raise about the communique at this point, then I think that was my last slide. Yes. So, Michael, I guess it's back to you then.
Well, actually, all right. I'd like to reemphasize that the communique will be stronger for the more comments that we get. So please, if anything you find is contentious or unclear, share that with us so we can address those segments of the communique. Thanks.
Really, if nothing else, we'd like to be sufficiently semantically explicit and make sure that the interpretations that we hope the readers will convey are the ones that we expect them to make.
Exactly.
Michael, did you have anything else to add? You're going to be the ringmaster, you and Rom, ringmasters.
Ah, okay, sorry, I got muted too.
new feature.
Yeah.
Ends the meeting quicker.
Okay. Okay, so I guess I became the default chair.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
That's what happened last time too. Okay. All right, so where are we here on the agenda? So... Okay, so if we look at the agenda under 399 November, so let's see, where are we? We basically covered all the Q&A relating to the symposium, the draft. Like at this point, do we want to open discussion and review of any change requests, or you just want to kind of keep that offline?
Let's just say again, Michael.
So point number four on the agenda, the open discussion and review of change requests. You basically just want that to continue in an offline way.
Yes, I believe so. Ollie, do you think that I don't think there are any of the major, any of the current change requests that are that significant that require a discussion currently. Do you feel differently, Ollie?
Ollie? Can't hear Ollie.
Yeah, we're
sorry, I
muted
myself.
Automatically somehow.
No, I muted myself locally there. I forgot. Okay. No, I don't think any of the change requests we've received thus far really require talking out loud as much. I mean, they're pretty straightforward.
I see Henson has his hand up. Henson?
Henson, do you have a question?
I'd just like to make a comment, and I will try to do a change request on the document. But one thing I noted, just scanning through the section on the engineering part, is it talks about models, which is, correct, but it doesn't really say much about the relationship between ontology and modeling. And I think that is one of the important things that has been somewhat clarified by this meeting. And so I will try to say a few sentences, and other people may have other comments about this. So, modeling is now pretty well established in the engineering community, but exactly how and why and so on to incorporate ontology into that is where we are now, and I think we can say a few sentences about that, even though there may be some still disagreement or open questions.
Henson?
Yep.
I gather you haven't read the entire communique?
No, but I did read the section just now on
the introduction
that was concerning the engineering part.
Well, that occurs right in several places throughout the document. There's four large chunks to the document. There's the summary,
right,
there's the introduction, there's the recommendations, there's the state of practice, and then there's the conclusion. Oh, whether it's five or six, I'm not losing count here. And I know that the modeling issue and its relationship to ontologies occurs in several of those sections. Now, there may be some inconsistencies between what is represented about models and ontology in the different sections, and that's one of the things we still have to clean up. So that there
right.
is
a so you may be right that it's all there, but I just looked down and saw the section on big systems engineering, which is, you know, fairly early in the game.
Where is it? I thought I had it up. Here we go. I'm trying to find the spot you're talking about.
We're going on the UNT.
Big systems engineering.
Oh, this is in, that's in the, okay, in the introduction. Okay, yes.
And all I'm noting is, I don't have any quarrel with what's there, but there's, I don't believe that ontology is really mentioned there. And you could, I think, usefully, and I'll try to, whatever, do a comment on this, you could mention it already at this stage to set the stage for what's, you know, what presumably will come later.
Well, yeah, I see what you're saying now. Well, one of the problems in trying to put this communique together was the diversity of ideas and concepts floating around. And
sure.
In this particular section, we are, shall we say, we're approaching ontologies through the semantic path as via the conceptual path.
Agreed.
But we can certainly tighten that up and try and fix that for you. And if you have a good solution, we're willing to listen.
Well, as I say, I'll try to write something, but I think the point, the real question for modeling languages now is how much ontology do they incorporate and what facilities do they have for adding more ontology?
Well, we have common logic. What else do we need?
Well,
I'm teasing. Okay, I know.
I mean, no, that kind of comment doesn't go well. I'm all for semantic understanding, but the point about ontology is, at least what I had thought, was it was the particular concepts that you use to model the world, not just the fact that you had to give them formal semantics, but do we use parts, components, or do we use apples and oranges, or what is it we, what concepts or conceptualizations do we use?
Understood. But again, there are many paths to get to the solution being ontologies, and we'd like to show, make sure that all of those various paths have some representation in this communique, because they're, again, they're all valid paths. They represent different aspects of the problem space. So, but if you have a good solution, again, we will love to use it. Thank you.
Okay.
Does anyone else have any other issues that they feel should be discussed now? I'm glad Henson brought that up, and we hope everyone else will take an equally critical view of the communique. Peter?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I don't have particular change requests as much as I hope the audience would be, let's say, the broader audience besides ontologists. I mean, the three communities we were talking about. I mean, systems people as well as the big systems stakeholders. Is that when they read the communique, they become convinced that this is sort of the next best thing to do. I remember at one of the earlier co-organizers meeting, Mark Musen did specifically say, don't try to tell engineers that they need ontologies. I mean, that, or at least don't try to say it that way.
We want to show more than you.
Right. And since we have developed this with the system engineers and with the big systems stakeholders, we should maybe approach it from sort of, we jointly tell the rest of the people in these three communities that we are very excited. I guess what I would hope will come through from the communique would be something like that. as things coming from sort of three different perspectives and going to the broader community in those three communities, a broader audience in those three communities.
Okay, we'll try and meet that requirement, Peter. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think we understand this is a sales job, among other things. But I guess, as Peter pointed out, we need to make sure we clearly, or those stakeholders can clearly recognize their position in this. That's all I have to say, Michael.
Okay. So then, see, we're at the next item, then status review, follow-up actions. Are there any open issues? And I think everything else is in place.
Amazing.
Yeah, I think
in less than an hour.
I was going to ask Steve and Ram if that that restaurant has fixed their acoustic problem.
Oh, like it's too echoey.
Like it's too noisy.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's kind of noisy. So.
Probably be the same, unfortunately.
Of course, we add a lot to it too. So.
Yeah. That restaurant is kind of noisy. Like it or not, it's a different issue.
Maybe I could try and see if they can put us somewhere else in the restaurant other than that back area upstairs. Because you're right, I had a hoarse voice after that evening.
But Steve, I'm here.
Yeah?
The problem is the restaurant itself is very noisy. It's very hard to kind of, you know, listen to other people. From we are at the far end of the table, so you just have to, I guess, live with it.
Well, we don't have to go to that restaurant, of course, if you all think we should try somewhere else.
Well, it depends on the number of people who are coming.
We have 11 people signed up so far.
Yeah, so I think last time it was around 20. You lead about 15 to 20 at maximum, so I think that's okay.
Maybe I'll talk to him. I've already talked to the manager there once and see if there might be quieter parts of the restaurant. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'll say, because we do want to have some discussions and maybe he can put us somewhere else other than that area where he had us before. I'll look into that.
That would be great because it's real easy to get to.
Yeah. I mean, the location is great. But you're right, it was kind of noisy, and the arrangement, you know, maybe they could do two round tables as opposed to, you know, the long thin table or something. I'll see what I can do. No guarantees.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, that'd be great, Steve.
Okay. And I do have one quick, while I have the mic open here, Corey, if you're online, thanks for volunteering to host the food for the second day, and if you could just send me a little bit of information, which I can then share, like with Michael and others, for acknowledgement of that. I'm not sure what you arranged. That's all.
Peter?
Maybe Corey. I don't know if you realize you will have to make that connection with the cafeteria people and not one of us. Is that correct, Steve?
Yes, that is. I sent Corey I think I shared with the whole organizing committee.
Right. Yeah, but he may or may not realize he will need to contact the caterers, I mean the cafeteria people and pay them directly and tell them exactly how much coffee to put on the table or something.
Right. Are you online, Corey? I see you on the chat, but are you near a phone?
So don't be mistaken saying that you've confirmed to sponsor and then we will do it and then we'll send you a bill. That isn't exactly the way it has been done.
Right. I don't know if Corey has stepped away.
So maybe
Corey, star 7, you might be muted. Have been remuted.
Anyway, I did send him an email. I'm hoping.
I thought I was unmuted, but apparently I had gotten muted again.
Yeah.
So I had heard everything you said.
Okay. So you're going to be able to get back to me on that?
Yes. So I'll send you a little information. You can just tell me if that's what, you know, makes sense.
Okay, but
so essentially you make some agreement with the cafeteria. What Steve is asking is just tell us what was agreed.
Right.
For the records.
Well, not for
Steve to make arrangements.
Right, but I'll let you guys tell them how many people and all that kind of thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, again, as Peter's saying, it's an arrangement you make with the cafeteria people themselves directly.
Okay.
So we're, given that it's, 40, I think that the Franz Inc. assumed 50 people, which is probably not a bad assumption for the first day. So, it's up to you and your spirit of generosity how many headcount you want to plan for, but you have to decide, is it going to be coffee? Is it going to be coffee and snacks or what? And in the morning, afternoon, et cetera.
So okay.
What I sent you was a little menu list of the implications of each of those choices.
Right.
So, yeah, just keep us posted. I mean, but we are, don't assume we're going to do it. That's what Peter's trying to say. It has to be a direct negotiation between the sponsor and the cafeteria manager.
Okay, I'll give him a call.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay.
I have a question for Michael, actually.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I have all the email addresses of your panel.
Okay, I will collect
so,
that for you.
Yeah, so maybe some of them aren't even on the Ontology Summit list as well. I would almost imagine that Paul Hoffman isn't, for example. So he's not getting any of the communications prompters and things and so on. So
right.
Let me.
Well, yeah, I sent him.
Yeah.
So emails directly.
Yeah, and Olivier as well. So if you send me the Paul Hoffman probably is the only one, and I'm not sure if Christoph Langer is on the Ontology Summit list. Obviously, I have his email address. I'll double check and send me Paul Hoffman's so that I could include him, and also I could include him on the prompters for slides and other things.
Yeah, I will get that list to you right away.
Great, thanks.
Okay, let's see, chat. Okay, no hands are up. Well, if there aren't any further issues, make sure everyone goes through the last draft of the communique by sunrise. I guess that's sunrise in Gaithersburg. And see everyone next Thursday at NIST.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, very productive session. Thank you. Bye. Bye. See you all.
Bye. Thank you.